There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 47 of the Tabernacle, the Ark in Israel's history. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30 reads, "The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes." Our text today is from Numbers chapter 10, verses 33 through 36. So they set out from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day, whenever they set out from the camp. And whenever the Ark set out, Moses said, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the 10,000s of Israel." A brief overview of the Ark of the Covenant's history with the nation of Israel will provide a much better understanding of the Ark's significance and symbolism in the tabernacle. Numbers 10 describes the Israelites' wilderness journey as they left Mount Sinai on the 20th day of the second month of the second year after leaving Egypt. So very early in their 40 years of wandering, the Ark of the Covenant was an essential representation of the presence of God with his people. The Israelites understood the dangers of life in the wilderness. As they marched through the unknown territory, they faced hostility and war from their enemies, who lived in the lands through which they journeyed. If they were to prevail, they would need the encouragement of the Lord's presence and the security of his power. Leading them on their journey was the Ark. God would always go before them, leading them into battle. Israel was assured of victory as long as the Lord was fighting for them. David Levi provides insight into the scriptural account of the Ark of the Covenant as it was carried before Israel. The Ark had a long and illustrious history. It was carried by the Kohathites, that's from Numbers 3, verse 30, before the children of Israel to seek a resting place for them as they journeyed from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, that's Numbers 10, 33. The Ark, borne on the shoulders of the priest, led the way across the Jordan River as the Israelites entered into the Promised Land. At Joshua's command, the priest entered the waters, which parted on both sides, allowing them to cross on dry ground. That's from Joshua 3. The Ark also led the way as the Israelites marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days. That's from Joshua 6, verses 4 through 20. So throughout their wilderness journey, the Ark symbolized that God was leading his people and fighting for them. It stayed behind the veil in the Holy of Holies until Israel moved and relocated. Each step towards the Promised Land was accompanied by the Ark, demonstrating God's guidance, glory, and abiding presence. Not only was the Ark carried before Israel, it was also a place where God's leaders received godly counsel. Again, David Levi's book on the tabernacle provides further explanation. The tribe of Benjamin sinned greatly before God, that's in Judges 19, and the other tribes decided to go to war against the Benjamites to punish them, that's Judges 20, verses 18 through 48. Although the other tribes were much stronger militarily, they were defeated in the first two battles and suffered great losses. Then Phinehas, the priest, stood before the Ark and sought the Lord's counsel on whether to go to battle against the Benjamites a third time. The Lord counseled them to go to battle, and in so doing, they defeated the Benjamites. Therefore, the Bible gives significant content about the Ark's importance. Priests stood before it for counsel while generals marched armies into battle behind it. When it wasn't in the Holy of Holies, the Ark was still a powerful picture of God's willingness to dwell with His people. When Israel was stationary, its position behind the veil showed the reverence and respect God's presence so abundantly deserves. Some questions to consider. How did the Ark demonstrate the power of God by leading God's people when the nation was on the move? How did the Ark demonstrate the power of God by remaining stationary behind the veil in the Holy of Holies? In what ways do you seek God's counsel and wisdom regularly? And finally, in what ways do you revere God's presence and the privilege of meeting with Him in a personal way? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.